Blog Talk Radio.
May God grant me the words to speak his thoughts. That's a quote that Tony Brown, formerly of PBS, Tony Brown's Journal, always say before he go on the air or do a show. And even if you've ever received autographs from him, he writes it, especially in his books, may God grant me the words to speak his thoughts. And so I begin the show with that, which you all already know. I just am in awe of many talk show hosts. You know, just from childhood, I've loved talk show hosts, from Wolfman Jack to Dick Clark. Yesterday, I posted a video O'Donohue show from the 80s. I loved Donahue growing up. So I just want to start that with, may God grant me the words to speak his thoughts. And that's just, that's good. So all of us should say that, especially before speaking, if it's just a regular conversation or speaking to a crowd. But I'm feeling a lot better. Last Monday, if you were sharing 30 to 40 minutes of your time with me, oh, excuse me, too. You're listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth. And I'm just beginning to just go on and on and on. Saturday, I could not broadcast the show at all. And if you shared 30 or 40 minutes with me last Monday, you were aware that the cold and flu bug was nipping at my heels. And sure enough, the cold flu bug grabbed my ankles and dragged me down, literally. So for the past week, I have been on OTC meds, over-the-counter meds, galore, and praying. And I think you all, my real-life friends and online friends, and both of you, my online and real-life friends, I thank you so much for your concern and expressing your concern and for keeping me in your prayers. You know, so thank you so much. And I pray for those of you that are experiencing a cold or flu bug right now. I'm not out the woods yet. But, you know, one thing that I'm always concerned about is when you're at what you think is the end of the cold or the flu. You know? And that's relapsing. I asked my mother a couple of days ago, I said, I wonder why, if you relapse, have a setback with a cold or flu, why is it worse than the original, you know? So it's so important when to just take care of yourself until that cold and those flu bugs are just out of your system, and then just continue to, you know, drink a lot of fluids and juice and water, and occasionally take over-the-counter meds to help our remedies to take care of that, really. But I've been working on it. So just thank you so much. And it's kind of ironic because when I end the show, I was talking about articles in Sister Magazine, and one of the articles was seven ways to avoid getting sick at work. So I guess I should just, you know, point out some of these ways to avoid getting sick at work. And you know what? At work, that's at the office and at your home office if you work from home, because it's important to not spread things and germs around at home, you know, especially if you interact with other people, family members, or et cetera, et cetera. So, but it's called Seven Ways to Avoid Getting Sick at Work. And what's pointed out in Sister Mag is, number one, it's important to get enough sleep. And it states that a study at the Archives of Internal Medicine confirmed what your mama's been telling you for years. Folks who don't get at least 7 hours of shut-eye at night are three times as likely to get sick. The more sleep you get, the more disease-fighting white blood cells your body produces. So establish a decent bedtime to build your resistance to colds and the flu. I mean, that's not just talk. It's important to get proper rest and sleep and so on. Really. And two, disinfect your space. I'm one of those person that, I'm big on stuff like that. Pump sanitizers and so on, and keeping stuff in your purse and so on, or, you know, in your man bag. Pumping hand sanitizer when you can't get to a sink to wash your hands is a good idea, but don't forget to wipe down your work area with the same fervor. Germs percolate all over your keyboard, chair arms, mouse, and phone, and even your stapler. So giving them all a once-over with a handy disinfectant wipe every day will help reduce your chance of infection. 3, up your water intake. There's a laundry list of benefits to drinking lots of H2O during the day. Here's another one. Not only does it help control your urge to snack uncontrollably and make your skin look prettier, sipping a refreshing water flushes out of your system those nasty, nasty germs that can make you feel blah, 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 like I've been feeling. Literally, I wrote on my Facebook page Saturday that literally the way I felt, not even posted a, you know, a picture, I honestly was feeling, looking like I felt. And I'm looking a little better, but, you know, like I said, it's not gone completely. So I need to take some more over-the-counter meds and just continue to pray and continue. I thank everybody for encouraging me, you know. Okay. You'll get better. 4, stop stressing. We know the effects stress has on your heart and brain, but also suppresses your immune system. You might not be able to avoid worrying about major issues in life, like marital strain or a huge financial problem, but people who don't manage stress effectively are twice as likely to get sick. Why add an illness to your list of things to worry about? And that's what my concern is about. You know, sometimes it might not appear that we're stressful, but we deal with things, and we might keep things inside. And even if we don't keep things inside, we're not always aware of how stressful we are. Because I know that I deal with stress, and I know many of you, if not all of you, deal with stressful situations, even good stress. I try not to get too happy and excited, because many of you that know me know that I get excited. I'm not a person that gets nervous. I am a shy person. I know that's kind of weird, isn't it? I'm a people person, but I am a shy person. And but honestly, I'm working with it though. But honestly, I get excited. I get extremely excited if I'm happy or whatever. So bad or good stress, it's just important to deal with it, you know, properly and so on, you know, because I deal with stressful situations because I'm just anxious to get, to become legally single soon. So that's stressful to me, you know, wanting to hurry up and become legally single of all these years of being legally married. But it's just important to, you know, think about your health and not let things get you down. And so you're lowering your immune system where you can get sick with colds or flus or so on. And something that I used to always be keen on, I'm going to start back doing, and that's taking vitamin C ingesting vitamin C vitamins. I take multivitamins and B6 and B12 and other vitamins and so on. And many of you know I ingest Fibrovan or Natural Herb for you know, this female situation I deal with fibroids. And vitamin C, I remember when I used to always ingest vitamin C. I very seldom got a cold. Vitamin C really does work. And, you know, that's just eating a lot of oranges and grapefruit and so on. If you're able to do that, that's good too. Vitamin C is really effective. That's me talking, not from the article, just that. And 6, cover coughs and sneezes. It should have been required knowledge in order to graduate from kindergarten, but there's a refresher. But here's a refresher. Using your hand to cover your coughs and sneezes is so passé. So, and unhealthy. And, you know, one thing about it, as soon as we sneeze into our hands, we always go to grabbing and continue doing whatever we're doing. You know, I try to quickly wipe my hands or something putting your hand up in front of your face is better than just letting it go everywhere, especially if you're standing around people. But the advice is to use a tissue or to, you know, put your arm up and sneeze into the crook of your arm, you know. And 5, watch out for food sharing. The meeting is over and the email goes out. There are bagels and sandwiches for the staff to enjoy. And then not only are they to enjoy it, but then also to pick over and cough over, too, if you're sick. So free food is a tasty bonus during workday, but not if it includes the spreading of germs that come from being hovered over and touched by office mates who aren't as meticulous about their hand washing as others may be, like yourself. But use common sense, number 7. And that is, if despite all of your preventative measures, you feel like you're coming down with something, don't make it progressively worse by pushing yourself to go to work. Many offices are implementing don't show up policies that give under the weather employees more flexibility to stay home. Don't be the source of the bug that took out half of your department. If you feel icky, take a sick day. Just make sure you call into your job and ask first. You know, so I refer to you all to read the magazine because so many interesting articles in it. But since I myself have experienced this cold flu, and I know many of you are trying to prevent it or dealing with it or dealing with your spouses or, you know, lovers or kids being sick, or, you know, you're dealing with being at work and the coworkers are sick now. So this is just, let me go ahead and share these 7 ways in Sister January 2012 issue. And while I'm on magazine articles, oh my God, I ran across an interesting article about rapper Dr. Dre. You know Dr. Dre, cool Dr. Dre. I'm 43, so I've loved hip hop since the beginning. And NWA, Ice-T, they're like some of my favorite California based groups. And Dr. Dre, you know, he's just an entertainment mogul anyway. So I received my new issue of Smart Money magazine, January 2012 issue, and on page 10, I'm sure you can visit their website, smartmoney.com, there's an article about Dr. Dre, how he is, like, just blowing up dealing with earbuds, with headphones. And I'm going to hurry up and read this article, and you all can visit their website. And if you have your issue, go ahead and of Smart Money, go ahead and flip to page 10 and check this article out. Okay, rapper Dr. Dre's payday. And it's a picture of Dr. Dre holding his headphones. I mean, he's so cool. The trend, so much for those little white earbuds. Now there's a new audiophile accessory, that suddenly seems to. I have my sore throat spray right next to me, so I think I need to do that. And I have my hot tea right next to me also. But back to the article. Now there's a new audiophile accessory that suddenly seems to be everywhere you look. Beats by Dr. Dre headphones. You can't miss them. They have the signature beat on the ear caps. The phenomenon is the brainchild of Dr. Dre, born Andre Young, a Grammy-winning rapper and producer who introduced the world to hip-hop stars like Snoop Dogg, who's Mississippi-born, and Eminem. Dre, who created the Beats electronics with Interscope Geffen A&M Records chairman Jimmy Iovine, won't comment on his personal investment in the company, but Beats stakeholders recently became $309 million richer when cell phone maker HTC bought a 51% share in the outfit. The strategy? Some say Beats has been a personal electronics game changer, having tapped into the demand for high fidelity yet stylish headphones and helped the sales of high-end earphones more than double last year. Still, some analysts say the company's savviest move was to expand beyond headphones. It also makes speakers that can be found in cars and computers, and is now looking at getting into growing tech segments like tablets and mobile phones. The takeaway, you don't need to be a rap star to succeed in consumer tech. Experts say people can learn from Beats' blend of shrewd marketing and a diverse product line, which makes the company attractive to deep-pocketed suitors. To get there, pros suggest starting with a single high-profile product to build name recognition. There's always an opportunity to franchise that name, says Stephen Baker, VP of Industry Analysis for the research firm the NPD group. And Anna Pryor was the author of that article. But check that article out and look at the picture, and there's more interesting articles in that, in this issue. But when I read that, I thought it was pretty cool. Last month's issue was, there was an interesting article about another celeb, Richard Gere and his wife. They have a bed and breakfast up in the Northeast. And I thought that was pretty amazing, you know. So I'll talk more about that, because that seems like a very interesting investment that he and his wife had made. And what was so ironic, some of the people that they were dealing with did not know that he was one of the investors. I guess they only thought it was his, you know, his wife and her business group, and they did not realize that Richard Gere was part of that business group until later on, till the deal was pretty much done. So that's kind of amazing, huh? But, yeah. And, again, I had received a letter the other day from my dentist's office, who's in Dallas. Many of you probably have seen, especially those in Texas and who travel to Texas often, the Texas magazine, my dentist, Dr. Joe Grinaldi, has been named superdentist again for the seventh time. And he's in the November issue. So he's in the Texas superdentist. He was selected by the vote of his peers in 2004, 2005. I became his client in 2005, 2006, 2008, 2009, and now 2010. The letter reads, this is a very prestigious award, and we wanted to make you aware of this achievement by Dr. Grinaldi. In order to be awarded this award, the process is as follows. Survey of dentists. Each year, key professional media sends out ballots to dentists, asking them to nominate colleagues they know to be exceptional in their specified field. Remember, you, I'm still feeling under the weather, so please excuse me. Dentists are asked to consider the following question. If you needed dental care, which dentist would you choose in the following categories? The intent is to identify those dentists more highly regarded by their peers. Numerous safeguards are in place to prevent ballot manipulation, and dentists may not self-nominate. In the research, the key professional media actively searches for outstanding dentists to complement the survey of dentists. We evaluate the prospective candidates on 9 indicators of peer recognition and professional achievement: years of experience, academic positions, honors and awards, leadership positions, fellowships, board certifications, professional activities, other outstanding achievements, scholarly lectures, and writings. Blue Ribbon Panel Review. The candidates are grouped into 8 specialties. Candidates with the highest points totals from each practice area are invited to serve on the Blue Ribbon Panel. Each Blue Ribbon panelist reviews and evaluates a list of fellow nominees from his or her practice area. The final selection, in making the final selection, points totals from ballot surveys, candidate research, and Blue Ribbon Panel Review are combined to form a final point score. Prior to publication, the research team checks dental license status and reviews each potential candidate's credential with the Texas State Board of Dental Examiners. The dentist in Texas with the highest point totals will be listed in Texas Superdentist and online at superdentist.com. So thank you for joining us in the celebration in this achievement. And the website is Grin All Day, grinallday.com. That's where it's done. My dentist's website is located on Arapahoe Road in Dallas, Texas. So you can call 1-972-239-GRIN. I need to see him too, like real soon. And then there's more to congratulate, like Britney Spears. I mean, she's engaged now, so congrats, Brit. She's a Southern girl. Congrats to the Kardashians. They opened a new retail boutique in Vegas over the weekend that's called Kardashian Chaos. So congrats to them. I posted some vids on Twitter and on my Facebook pages. I know on my Mark page. So you can check that out. Even some news stories from Fox about the opening of their store in a hotel in Vegas. So that seems pretty good. I can't wait to open my boutique salon, just lounging boutique salon. So shout out to Evita Institute, Evita Institute, Dallas. I need to look at the time. We have about 10 more minutes. Please excuse my voice. Thank God I have not sneezed or coughed. So I hope I can refrain from coughing or sneezing until the end of the show. I am, like I said, I am recovering, but I'm not fully recovered yet. And there was more news. Congrats to the winners and losers of the NFL games. NBA preseason got kicked off, so congrats to all the winners. Not congrats to the losers, but congrats to the start of the NBA season. When we win or lose, I know all involved, all 30 involved, are glad to have a season started. And but congrats to all the winners and losers of the NFL, especially the Saints, to who that nation, you know, will they go to the Super Bowl again this year? Wow. Doing good, who that nation. NFL season's doing pretty high. The Colts lost, huh? So won. And my bad, the Colts won their first game, and you all know what my next thing. The Packers lost their first game. So, wow. They're still bad to the bone, though. They're still the champs from last year until the next champ is crowned. Will they do a repeat? Who else? I mean, the Saints are doing good, and many others are also. So I like this when seasons are like this, don't you? I love it. But, you know, just shout out to all sports fans and so on. I hate to, like I told you all before, I hate it when I get dry air. Believe it or not, I have my switchboard. I'm looking at my switchboard. My switchboard is on. And I thank those of you that are listening online and those of you that have called in to listen. So thank you so much. In a couple of weeks, we'll open the comment line, the guest line, and co-host, my guest co-host line, or my guest co-host, like Mike, that dude Smith, and like my friend Reggie Roughneck, because you all know Reggie Roughneck has been on fire regarding different topics, especially dealing with NBA and who's going to get Dwight Howard and so on. He and I was having a blast this past weekend talking about that. And, you know, they need to let Dwight out of that bad marriage with Orlando and let him come on and get with the Mavericks and so on. So he's just been having me just going crazy. So I have a show scheduled for this past Saturday, Christmas Eve. Donna will be arriving. I love the holiday season. Wintertime, I mean, I would love it if it snowed all winter. But being in the Deep South, I like it to be warm, you know, like comfortable, cool, warm, not too cold, you know, not too hot in the wintertime, but definitely not too cold. And but it would be, it's like really cool if we had white Christmas. You know, I've never seen a white Christmas. We have snow and so on, but it never snowed here on Christmas. So that would be cool. Maybe a little some ice on Christmas, but we never had, like, snow. So those of you that live on snow areas, you all just be enjoying it, huh? Because people down here, we just, you know, we're like, oh, we'd love to have a white Christmas, but we don't. But, you know, we don't complain when the weather is sunny, too, on Christmas. But it had been so cold last week. It had been hot, and then it got cold, and then it had been rainy, and so that's how I became ill, I believe, dealing with that mixture of weather change. Right now, I think it's like 60 degrees right now. So that's how some people get under the weather down here, just with the weather change drastically. Because I remember one morning it had been real warm, and then by evening time, it didn't start raining. Then by evening time, it was like freezing cold. I mean, the weather is just like so unpredictable. And oh, my goodness, it's just been so much going on. So I don't, like I said before, I don't want to cram too much discussion and big stories and political stories and stories of world disasters that's been happening, like flooding in the Philippines and so on. Wow, you know, we just have to come together and continue to pray for world peace and peace within our communities also. You know, we have, we're speaking of politics, we have inaugurations coming up, like many of you that have newly elected and reelected officials in your area. So receive invites to Sheriff-elect Tyrone Lewis's inauguration and to his inauguration ball. The inauguration would be on the 29th of December, and the ball would be on January the 6th. Now, I have not yet received my invitation to the governor's inauguration. I usually get my my invitation. So, like, okay, now, you know, where's my invitation? So I had a blast at the last inauguration event 4 years ago when Haley Barbour was reelected to his second term as our governor of the state of Mississippi, Republican governor of Mississippi. Our lieutenant governor won the election to become the governor of the state of Mississippi. Inauguration, I know, is on January the 10th. But you know, I can't wait to get my invite and so on. But most events are, you know, like the parades and going to the inaugurations and so on. But tour the governor's mansion and so on. Sometimes you have to have an invitation for certain areas and so on. And then there's a ball. I didn't attend a ball last time, but I had fun at all the other events. I don't know. Might attend a ball, no. But I don't think so. Okay. But I think time is dwindling down. We have about 3 more minutes. And I was on the topic of Christmas. I've always loved Christmas. And as a little girl, to be honest, I was checking out L.B. Shore's website, and he has a new song called Silent Night. Well, you know, a remake of Silent Night. You know, Silent Night's not a new song, but his version of Silent Night, and it is just terrific. So you all check it out. His son, Quincy Brown, has a song also called Christmas Time. So check it out also. But Silent Night, his version is just so cool. And I didn't know a Christmas tune like that because I was so romantic. But reading his website and about how he's talking about how he loved Christmas and so on, and being in his pajamas and getting his one of his favorite gifts and presents from Santa, you know, it just made me think, as a little girl, I used to get everything I asked Santa for. I mean, all the Barbies, all the Tonka trucks, everything I wanted. Santa used to pretty much answered me, and you know, I guess I used to be a good little girl. So I was talking to my mom about that last summer. Like, I used to get everything I asked Santa for, you know. So I thought that was pretty cool because I guess I was a pretty good girl. And then I got things that I didn't ask for that was very impressive. You know, as a big girl, I don't know. I guess I've been kind of naughty because I don't always get what I ask. Well, maybe I don't ask them. So maybe I should start asking Santa for the things that I want, because I guess he's not a mind reader. Ustream has a link, though, to a Santa. So you all should check that out. I have it posted on my Twitter page and on Facebook. Well, time is dwindling down. And like I said, it was a lot to talk about. But you all, give me a pass. Because I am feeling a little under the weather. I don't want to be eating. But, you know, if you said, well, that show was boring. But it was informative, especially about cold and flu. So I just want to thank you so much for being so supportive and sharing feedback. And those of you that are reaching your hand out to assist Culture Shock Entertainment Reports to be very successful and to you know, advertisers and my fellow Blog Talk Radio hosts. I love listening to their shows, and those of you that follow and listen to my shows, I thank you so much for your support, and especially the Blog Talk Radio staffers who tirelessly are available to us at every beck and call and provide us with so much information to make our shows successful. So what's up? Happy holidays, and thank you so much for tuning in and for your support. And if you're interested in being a guest or would like me to talk about your projects, please send me a message on my profile at blogtalkradio.com and on my pages, and tweet me and call me and text message me and so on, okay? So thank you so much, and I wish you and yours a Merry Christmas and a Happy 2012. And I know I'll be back on air on Saturday, probably Wednesday, and probably Friday, but definitely Saturday, okay? So thank you so much, and God bless you. You've been listening to Cut the Shark Entertainment Reports. I'm Beth.